Every year in January, I start a new year list. That makes even the most common species exciting for at least a moment and makes me eager to get out at least once or twice to the Sac-Zim Bog, Port Wing, Wisconsin, and other favorite birding places early in the year so my year list doesn't look too pitiful before the big migration hits in spring. This year, I'm trying to see as many species as I can, so I've been out a lot more than usual. So far, I haven't seen the varied thrushes that have been in Duluth. Janet Regal and I saw one the day of the Christmas bird count in December, but the three times I looked there starting on New Year's Day, I couldn't find him. And I went to Wisconsin Point three times in search of a Barrow's goldeneye that has been hanging out with common goldeneyes in the Superior Entry, but kept getting skunked on that one, too. When I left home on January 13th for a long drive to Florida, I had 47 species. But since I was driving past Moccasin Mike Road anyway, I decided to make one last try for the goldeneye. The sky was dark and snow flurries made visibility poor, but I lucked out. Mike Hendrickson showed up with his spotting scope, and there it was. It started out on the Minnesota side, then a bunch of them took off and flew across to a little inlet on the Wisconsin side, and then it made its way back to the Minnesota side, so I get to count it for both states. I'd seen one before in Minnesota in 2001, but needed it for my Wisconsin list, so this was very exciting. I saw my lifer Barrow's goldeneye in Yellowstone National Park in August 1979, and I saw several in Alaska in August 2001. These sightings made a lot of sense. Barrow's goldeneye was once referred to as the Rocky Mountain goldeneye because it's generally restricted to areas west of the Continental Divide. But satellite telemetry revealed an important breeding location in the forested regions of the Laurentian Highlands in southeastern Quebec. This population may explain why small numbers are found every year in winter in the eastern Canadian Maritime Provinces and eastern United States. Barrow's goldeneye is not listed as a species of conservation concern, but it well may deserve to be. The entire world population numbers less than 200,000, so the conservation status is currently being reevaluated. This cavity nester is dependent on holes excavated by pileated woodpeckers or flicker holes that have been enlarged by mammals, cavities formed by broken branches, or the hollow tops of standing trees. They've also been known to nest in old crow nests and even a marmot burrow. They're surprisingly long-lived. One male was shot by a hunter when at least 15 years old, and another was reported to have lived over 18 years in the wild. Spotting the lone male among the 600 or so common goldeneyes is like looking for a needle in a haystack or, as Mike Hendrickson said while we were looking for him, like Where's Waldo? And like finding Waldo at last, getting a glimpse of this visitor from the far north gave me a feeling of genuine satisfaction. I posted a poor but identifiable photo of him with some common goldeneyes at my special 2013 blog at www.conservationbigyear.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.